Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Friday, April 19th, 2024. Did you do the crossword?
I did do the crossword.
And did you find it a fun, fast solve?
No, not at all.
Oh.
It was fun. It was a fun puzzle. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. But it was not fast.
Oh. I found it much faster than Thursday's.
I did them about the same time.
Oh, okay.
Both. Yeah, both. 43 minutes, actually.
This took me 31.
Mm-hmm.
I must have... I had the wind at my back, so to speak.
Well, I was just amazed. After I got it done, I looked it over. And I think there was just one word that I had never heard before. Everything
really?
Else was a very common word in my vocabulary. So,
wow, I'm in awe.
The only one I didn't know was 51 down. Korea's national drink, soju.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to get that easily with the crosses. But one of them, 41, a acclaimed band leader who grew up in Spanish Harlem. I thought, oh, I bet that's Tito Puente. And it was.
Yeah,
we just had him a week or two ago.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
But the answer was Tito in that case, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because, mm-hmm. yeah. Cause
no,
I,
no, the answer was
Puente again.
But
really?
Tito was in the clue.
Huh. Boy, I must have missed that entirely because I looked at that and said, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the letters that it was ending with, I thought it was Durante, but that makes no sense as he was a comedian.
Uh-uh. Tito Puente. Uh-huh.
The one above it I didn't know. Although all of these, except for Puente, I think probably except for Puente and Soju, I had heard at least once. But let's see. This was... where that hopped? Oh, yeah, 36 across, blue character in Pixar's Inside Out. I'm like, oh, great. I have no idea. Turned out to be sadness.
Yes.
Which makes perfect sense.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I did not recognize that. Mm-hmm. I also, it sounded right, so I probably heard this at some point. Othello, 23 across, Othello character who laments, reputation. Oh, I have lost my reputation. Mm-hmm. That was Casio.
Casio, yes.
Sounds like a great name for a watch. But this was spelled with two S's.
Right.
And it sounded right, but I, you know, if you had asked me who said that or do you know of any characters in Othello, I would say Othello. And I did not recognize.
Iago. Iago's in the vessel.
Yes.
He was,
right.
And of course, Desdemona. But Cassio, you know, he was the young soldier who was kind of the pawn in Iago's plot to get Othello to do something bad, which he did.
Mm-hmm. One across, Stubb was his second mate, was Ahab.
Right.
And, you know, I've read Moby Dick, but it's been a while. And so I somehow Ahab sounded right,
mm-hmm.
but I thought I was having a little trouble in that corner and thought, well, maybe it's Nemo, but then I thought, no, Nemo is sort of an independent type. I don't mm-hmm. think, although he did have some companion, but not Stubb apparently. But there were some good clues in that area. Four down. Cutting insult. I went for barb.
Yes, so did I.
But it turned out to be burn.
Burn, right.
I guess that's sort of a more contemporary way of doing things.
That's right.
Three down, superior sort was Abbott.
Yeah, that took me a while.
You know, I've heard the phrase many times, mother superior.
Right.
I don't think I've ever heard the phrase father superior.
No, they don't call him father superior.
But, well, right. But apparently they also do call them Abbott, at least according to ChatGPT, who would know.
Hmm.
So, well, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of which, we had 14 down, had a chin wag, or has a chin wag, chats.
That's right.
What a great word. Chin wag.
Yeah.
I need to work that into common speech if I can possibly do so.
Okay. Go to one of your colleagues and say, hey, got time for a little chin wag?
I just have to make sure I don't say that to someone who's sort of an overweight person. They might take offense.
Could be. Yes.
22 across, deep fried bite was a tater tot.
Yes.
That was good. It took me a bit.
Yep.
Let's see here. Swedish city where Scandinavia's first university was founded, 1425. So first of all, I saw four letters. I saw the word Scandinavia, and I thought Oslo. Forgetting the fact that Oslo was not actually in Sweden, it is in Norway, and its capital. So I thought, well, it has to be Stockholm, because that's the only city in Sweden. Apparently they have a second city called Lund.
Yes.
So
they have other cities.
Well, supposedly. They never make it into the news, although I guess they would in Sweden.
I believe so.
I thought it interesting that 9 down was Lund, and then 49 down, almost directly beneath it, Bill with Ben Franklin on it, slangily, was Hundo.
Hundo, yep.
He could spend a lot of hundos in Lund, I bet.
No, he spent Krona.
Oh, that's true. Did you know, as long as we're next to Hundo, 54 down, actress Kunis Mila?
Mila.
Mila?
Mm-hmm.
It's not pronounced Mila?
No, I believe it's Mila.
Mm-hmm. So you must know Mila.
I do, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you know 55 across, name that anagrams to a shape, Olav?
Yes. Yes, I got that pretty quickly.
I guess that sort of goes along with, well, that's like a name of a Scandinavian king, right?
That's right, King Olav.
There's Olav and there's Olaf.
That's right.
I think one of them is a character in Frozen. Not sure which one, though. Mm-hmm. And then we had, as you mentioned, 51 down, Korea's national drink was soju.
Yes.
I went for sake.
Well, I think that's Japan.
Well, it is, but it's sort of in the same area of the world, and it starts with an S.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I based that on.
I don't think that the Koreans would adopt the same favorites as the Japanese.
That is true. They are not the best of friends.
No, they have their own culture they can be proud of.
So. 44 across, dances for which girls do the asking informally, was Sadie's.
That's right.
And
Sadie Hawkins.
Sadie Hawkins.
Day dance, yes.
And I can't help but notice that the author of this crossword was Kate Hawkins. So she tried to work herself into the grid without drawing attention to herself. That was nicely done.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the gimme for me, futuristic weapon, phasers.
Of course.
Which I misspelled. I wrote phasars.
Oh.
which meant that 28 across the Alhambra in Spain for one, I had palaza as opposed to palace.
I originally put castle because I think of it as a castle, but it actually is a palace.
See, that's the difference between the two of us. I don't think of it because I didn't recognize it.
Oh, uh-huh.
Where in Spain is it? Is it anywhere near Lund?
Alhambra. No.
Not near Lund?
But it is one of the best examples of Moorish architecture in the world.
Oh, okay.
It's a beautifully restored palace.
Have you been to it?
It was like a summer home for the king of Spain.
Interesting.
No, I've never been there.
Okay.
I'd love to go.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as long as they have air conditioning. 18 across. This was fascinating. Absolute blank. Big and strong person in modern slang. Unit.
Yes.
Absolute unit?
Yes, I'd never heard of that.
I mean, that sounds like something you use to drive your air conditioning. I don't know. Listeners?
Maybe it's sort of a tip of the hat to like Transformers. Don't they have names like that? You know, Absolute Primus or something.
I have never watched any of the Transformer movies. For some reason, they just haven't appealed.
They're units. I mean, they don't call themselves units, but they're machines, so they're kind of like units. So
you're saying that an absolute unit is actually a Transformer thing?
No. I just said maybe it's kind of a tip of the hat to that kind of genre.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I don't. Apparently, it's a meme.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, course it is.
Unit.
Well, we'll just go with it, and mm-hmm. like to thank Kate Hawkins for drawing it to our attention.
Yes. Well, if you ever maybe you know, like when you work out at the gym, you could just say, "Hey, You're an absolute unit there.
No, I generally do not. Rule one, do not use slang that you do not understand fully and have the context all figured out before you open your mouth, especially around people who would throw weights at you and kill you. TV journalist bank blank tour 11 down was Katie.
Katie Tour, yeah.
You oh, okay. I guess that answers that question.
I have listened to the Katie Tour show.
On which channel would you be listening?
She's on NBC and MSNBC.
I see. Okay. Katie Tour, never heard of that. 25 down. I thought it was interesting. You know, the other day we had a clue about Eden. And it was a place it was okay to be naked in,
right,
or something like that.
Something like that.
And today we have 25 down blank prairie min from Minnesota, Eden Prairie, Minnesota,
right.
Which I knew immediately.
Yes, me too.
I also knew immediately that at certain times of the year, it's a bad idea to be naked in Eden Prairie, especially yeah. if you're outside.
I would imagine.
So, but yeah, so I had sort of two gimmies, phasers, misspelled, and Eden. Probably some other. I think that was about it. I certainly struggled with 60 across, locale in a Beatles song. It's just like, that could be anything. I mean, every one of their songs took place somewhere, but it was USSR.
Back in the USSR.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that was good.
Yep. Yeah, it was a great puzzle.
Yes.
I enjoyed it.
I'm trying to think if there are any others. I did like 31 across. That being when doubled shame. I went for tisk.
Me too.
But it was tut.
Tut, tut, tut.
It doesn't sound...
I think that's more British.
Right? Yeah, and it also sounds less shameful. It's just sort
tut,
of...
Tut.
Just the most mild of rebukes. Tut, tut.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. It does have that definitely British sound to it.
Yeah.
I ended up at 12 across, prep for a launch in a way. I had D-E-B-U, and I thought, well, obviously it's debut, because something is debuting, and that meant that 13 down, the dystopian sci-fi film of 1997, I'm like, was it RoboCop? Was it Blade Runner? It was Gattaca,
right.
But I had it as Tattica, and I looked at that, and I thought, Tattica, that doesn't sound right, and I thought, Gattaca, and then I had Debug, so...
I'm surprised you didn't get Debug.
Well, because I had D-E-B-U, and, you know, even if you pronounced it, it looks like if you covered up that letter, I would, and it was prep for a launch, you know, something new is coming.
Well, but it's a preparation for launching something.
Well.
Launch is the debut.
You see,
the preparation for the launch
right.
would be
and
debugging.
And that's why debut is the wrong answer. So, but anyways, it was Debug, and that's where I got the happy music.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, a fine crossword by Kate Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. Five yes. squares in the Jam CR scale, I
yes.
would say.
Yes, I think so, too.
All right. And it is Friday, which means it's time for Fun Fact Friday.
Do, 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 do.
And do you have a fact for Fun Fact Friday?
Well, I do.
Great.
I do. I thought we should do something related to Earth Day. Which is coming right up.
Is it?
Just past this weekend.
Oh, okay.
I believe it's Monday.
Mm.
But I know there's a lot of activities going on this weekend related to our Earth and conserving it. And I looked up the Endangered Species Act because that was the answer, kind of the revealer answer for Sunday's puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an act that was... passed in 1973, passed by and signed by President Nixon, the original list of endangered species included, if you recall your history, the California condor, which I believe was a success story, that they actually were able to make sure that it did not go extinct.
Good.
And the bald eagle, of all things, our national bird, was actually on the endangered species list, but I believe it is now off as well. So, but I'm not going to go into the technicalities of the law, but I did find a companion website, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and that is at ecos.fws.gov. us.gov, or just Google U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
And we will put it in the show notes.
Yeah. Now, what they have on this list, I thought was very, or on this site, I thought was very interesting. It is a list of states and what the endangered species are in your state.
Hmm.
There are some that have as many as 131, like the state of Tennessee. And then there are some that only have 9, like Rhode Island.
Of course, that could be because they've killed all the rest of them
off.
Well,
could be. North Dakota only has 7. But so there's a wide range of endangered species. So I looked up our very own state of Wisconsin.
Thank you for reminding me. Okay, good.
And we have 3 birds on our list, the piping plover, the rufa redknot, and the whooping crane. And, of course, we share those birds with a number of other states where they are also located. We have 5 clams.
Clams?
Yes, clams, including the Higgins eye pearly mussel.
Oh, yeah.
The sheep nose mussel, the snuffbox mussel, the spectacle case mussel, and the winged maple leaf.
I want to know who is naming these.
I don't know.
And since it's Wisconsin, I'm going to assume they were slightly inebriated when they came up with those names.
They certainly
sound like it. The snuffbox mussel?
That's right.
Oh, come on.
And the sheep nose mussel.
They were not trying.
Mm-hmm. We have flowering plants on our list. I didn't realize that endangered species also included plants. But we
Makes
have
sense.
About 7 or 8 plants, including Mead's milkweed and Pitcher's thistle. And then finally, we have 5 insects. Mm-hmm. Insects are on the Endangered Species Act as well, including the bog buck moth.
You haven't seen one of those in a while.
The power chic skipperling and the rusty patched bumblebee. Okay, now the animals I think of that would be on the endangered species list besides birds are mammals. We have 3 mammals, the Canada lynx, the gray wolf, and the northern long-eared bat.
Mm.
We have 1 reptile, which is the eastern Megasauga equals rattlesnake. And then we have 1 snail, the Iowa Pleistocene snail, which we don't actually share with Iowa. It just says wherever found. So I'm assuming there's some in Iowa as well. But anyway.
It probably stops at the border.
Fascinating, fascinating website. And if you want to know more about the endangered species in your own state, you can go there and look them up.
Excellent, excellent. Well done, well spotted.
Thank you.
All right. That is it for today then. So thanks everyone for listening. Tomorrow's crossword is going to be out shortly, and we are going to tackle it. We hope you will do the same. Best of luck. May the deities of cruciverbalism be at your shoulders while you're working on it. I don't know what that means. We're going to have to fix that in the edit. We will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.